It's now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Brandon Tamman joined now by the Panthers football coach, that is David Boucher. And a lot to dissect from that win last week at Perry LeCompton. Boy, it went down to the wire, 12-8. We'll kind of dissect it as we continue on here. But just some overall thoughts and takeaways from that game on the road, which turned out to be a 12-8 victory.
You know, like Coach Paramore always does a great job getting his kids ready to go. And I thought we responded to a lot of adversity, and we came out and we played hard. We took another step as a program. And I think it's an exciting time when you can have an injury. They're not devastating injuries, but you can have an injury and you can move, you know, shuffle some guys around, and you can watch them get in there and step up, and just, it's almost like you don't miss a beat. Of course you do, because they weren't the starter for a reason, but we had some kids really step up and play some positions they hadn't played. And it was just fun to watch us execute.
Well, I want to go through kind of a couple key moments in this game, starting with early on in the third quarter. Perry LeCompton, and at this point you're trailing 8-6, but you guys end up blocking a punt and get a short field, but ultimately you turn it over on downs inside the 10. Just kind of take us through that segment there and that few minutes of the game, starting with that block punt and then just kind of leading to the team kind of stalling out on downs there towards the end zone.
Yeah, you know, in any close game, the most important plays of any close game, maybe even any game, is the first possession, the first three plays of any half. Coach Belichick, for the Patriots and all those years, he talked about winning the middle eight, the last 4 minutes of the second quarter and the first 4 minutes of the third quarter, and that really gives you, momentum and that kind of stuff. And so we came out there and we executed and we got them in, a third and long and fourth, and ultimately they punt the ball there in the first possession of the third quarter, and Holton blocked a punt against Perry early on, and we saw some cracks that we thought we might take advantage of, and so we kind of switched around our punt block, and our kids executed it well, and we practiced it all week, and it came to fruition or whatever, and then we get out and we get a roll, and like I just said, we had a new center in there and a quarterback that wasn't exactly used to each other. And then, so we drive the field we drive the 20 yards and we get inside the 5 yard line and, on a fourth and two, we fumble the snap, and that's something that, it could be devastating to a team that you have all this momentum and then it breaks. But then our defense comes back and gets a couple another. And some nice stops, and so we got it rolling from there.
Yeah, and you got the stop. After that, you turned it over, but your defense got the stop, forced another punt, got another short field. You took advantage there. You got Jackson Stevens finally going, and he found the end zone, really got going in the second half. He's been good for you all year. But then the other moment in this game was right at the end. You guys are pinned deep, 7 minutes to go in the game. Again, you're still leading 12-8 at this point, and Perry's seems like they might have a chance to get a stop and get the ball back with maybe a good short field to potentially drive down and maybe win the game. But it was third and long. You're backed up inside your own 10, and you hit the big pass play on third and long to Bausch out of the backfield for 36 yards, I believe, and then you guys were able to milk the rest of the clock. So obviously kind of take us through that play, what you saw from them defensively, and just the execution from your offense to milk the remaining 7 minutes of the game to get the win.
Yeah, I mean, they had a great game plan, and they play hard defense at Perry, and they have for years. They were executing their stuff, and so we saw an opportunity to hit the middle of the field, and maybe saw a weakness, and our kids really executed, and they faked the ball well, so it got the linebackers to suck up. It got the safety to kind of hesitate a little bit, so he wasn't where he needed to be, and then Griffin just stood in there and threw a great ball and perfect, almost a perfect ball to Nolan down the seam. But it's one of those things where, we did that kind of to ourselves, right? We have a false start penalty that takes us out of a third manageable to a third and 10, third and 11. And, that's something we got to keep continuing to clean up. Another six penalties on offense this week. It's really our kids just executing the play that was called and Coach Roy putting us in the best possible situation for success. And our kids went out there and did it. And then, like you said, there was still 5 minutes left in the game at that point, 6 minutes left in the game, and we still had to get three more first downs. And Jackson and Manny and Nolan and Griffin all executed. The offensive line got a little bit more of a push there at the end, and we were able to grind that out.
Yeah, it was a great game and just a great broadcast to be a part of. And ultimately, again, you guys go out and get the win on the road 12-8, snap that little two-game skid and get yourself in the right direction here with a few weeks left here in the regular season. A district game here at home on Friday against ACCHS. We'll talk about that after a timeout here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Royal Valley football coach, that is David Boucher. It's brought to you by Holt Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. The Panthers off the victory last week against Perry LeCompton in a league game. It was non-district, but now you get back into district play here down the home stretch. Obviously crucial here in the next few weeks to set yourself up in the best position possible come the postseason, but you get an NEKL opponent in ACCHS. What stands out about the Tigers as you get ready for them tomorrow night?
You know, they're going to come off and hit you, and they're going to do some physical things. And they've got two excellent backs in number 7 and number 22, and they're also two excellent linebackers in their 4-4, 6-2 look. You know, they get after it and hit you and are physical, and they run hard, and they run with great pad level. And so we're going to have to really do well to tackle them as a team and get after them together. You know, they run a lot of plays out of a very few formations, and so that's tough on a defense when you can't get formational reads and different things. But we're excited to play them. It's our first non-Big East game, you know, it's nice to play somebody else.
You mentioned they run a lot of plays out of very few formations. Is that something, at least to this point in the season, new for what you've seen? I mean, as far as just kind of schematically what they do, is it kind of something new, at least to this point, that you're going to see for a first time?
Yeah, I think you know, when you think about a Holton, for example, or even us, you know, in Sabetha, you know, we're known as a power run team, and Effingham is the exact same. They're a power run team and that want to set up a play action pass, and they do a nice job with their screen game and their short passing game and trying to get the ball to multiple people, but they just do it out of three formations, you know. I think Sabetha ran close to 30 different formations, even though they run similar plays out of each formation. They try to out-scheme you. We'll do the same thing. I bet you we have 14 to 16 formations that we put on film in the last 2 weeks. And Holton's in that same boat of, you know, 8, maybe 10 formations. And so it is a little unique to have just the three formations. But there's similarities, and coaches got them executing and going in the right direction.
I'm sure it's going to be nice to get back at home. First off, you haven't been at home in a couple of weeks, and since week 3, really, against that Holton Wildcats team. But you get back at home, you dive back into district play, crucial one here tomorrow night. But just give us a few keys. What's it going to take to get a win?
Oh, we have to take care of the ball. You know, we're going on 2 straight games. We haven't fumbled the ball after that Holton loss, where we had 4 turnovers in very key situations. We've really put an emphasis on it, and our kids have responded and getting better, and they keep growing. And so, yeah, not having a turnover, and I'm knocking on wood as we're talking here.
I heard it.
And take care. You've got to take care of business here and take care of the ball. And then we have got to continue working on our penalties and shooting ourselves in the foot. And if we take care of the ball and we don't get penalties and we execute our stuff, then we're going to be where we need to be.
Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us. Again, it's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Panthers back at home for the first time since week 3. They will get ACCHS. Again, as you mentioned, the first non-league opponent here, but of course a key district game tomorrow night as we're now up to week number 6. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time. Go get them tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you, sir.